Kate, over the past several days, the country has been on the edge as President Mohamed Abdullahi Farmajo and Prime Minister Mohamed Hussein Roble clashed over the firing of Fahd Yassin, the country's intelligence chief. The two most powerful leaders were locked in a deepening standoff on Wednesday after they named a different name to head the nation's intelligence service. Roble appointed another man, Bashir Mohamed Jama, as an interim head of the agency known as NISA. The president called Roble's move unconstitutional, and late on Tuesday named a third man, Yassin Abdullahi Mohamed, to head the agency. So the dispute started and it's still going on.
What is behind this dispute? Has it been going on for quite a while behind the scenes, or was there something new that caused it?
Well, the open row now between the two, meaning is nominally over a matter in investigation. Igran Tahlil, a female 25-year-old officer with NISA, was abducted near her Mogadishu home in June. And last week, her employers concluded that she had been kidnapped and killed by Al-Shabaab fighters. Al-Shabaab denied the claim, leading up to the firing of the intelligence chief, Fahd Yassin, former Al Jazeera journalist, who is also in the close circle of the president. But many analysts believe the issue only marks an escalation of months of tension between the two men. Roble and Mohamed clashed in April, when the president unilaterally extended his four-year term by 2 years, prompting army factions loyal to each to seize rival positions in the capital, Mogadishu. The confrontation was resolved when the president put Roble in charge of security and organizing delayed legislative and presidential elections. So it's deeper than the latest dispute. It has been going for some time behind the scenes.
Now, is there any movement or any action being taken to resolve the dispute? And what are the risks if they can't resolve it, if these two gentlemen cannot work together?
Yes, there are ongoing efforts to de-escalate the tension in terms of Somalia's international partners, the United Nations African Union mission in Somalia, AMISOM, the United States, the European Union, and East African bloc, IGAD, are involved pressing the country's leaders to end their dispute as a matter of urgency. The initial meeting between the two leaders ended fruitless yesterday, but still the shuttle diplomacy and brokerage continue in Mogadishu. And of course, if this issue is not resolved, it will have a huge impact on Somalia's already fragile security, as well as its upcoming parliamentary poll is now scheduled to kick off between October 1st and November 25, following months of delays. Any political rift, Kate, in the trouble of the Somali leaders will also give an opportunity to the Al-Shabaab militant group to better mobilize itself and carry out attacks and efforts to disrupt any democratic process and stability in Somalia, including the elections.